I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Up, gigglers.
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my gigolo gigolos?
Wow. That was an
Paige, from not hungover to you can hear light. How hungover are you?
I can hear light. Like, I'm in a dark room right now. Like, I can't.
You are. You look like you're kidnapped and trying to send me a message, but you're too tired.
Yeah, like, literally my kidnapper is, like, somewhere in the dark back there. And I'm like, I'm doing it. Stop. You know how, like, we're competitive?
Yeah.
And, like, things that, like, we shouldn't be competitive about.
Yeah, like, well, the game BS. If I lost that game, I would leave. I'd go home. I'd be like, Mom, pick me up.
Yeah, like, I don't know why I think I can drink the amount of alcohol that, like, boys can drink. And look, I think girls are very equal to boys, and I'm all about being a feminist. But there are some times where they're just better. They're better at things, and consuming alcohol is one of them.
I'm going to be honest. Taking out the trash, men are better at. I tried to be a feminist. I couldn't do it.
If something's heavy or I can't open a jar, I need men. Men are superior in things like that.
In like 2% of things, they are superior. We'll give them that. Also, when you were growing up, did your dad ever make the joke like, I'm not afraid you're going to get kidnapped because the kidnapper would pay me to take you back?
No. My dad would like cry. He's like, if something happened to you, I would die. I couldn't go to Mexico on spring break because my dad said, if something happened to you, I would kill myself. And I was like, oh my God, like, that's so harsh. The guilt trip you just laid on
me. I feel like both of our dads are traumatizing just different ways.
Never been to Mexico. Traumatized by, I can't even book a flight to Tulum. I'm like, what if something happened? My dad would kill
himself.
He's
like, you're too adorable to go to Mexico. And my dad's like, sure, go. I'll make some money off of you. Talkative bitch.
Literally. My dad's like, someone will see you and immediately want you. I'm like, really? Oh my God.
My dad's like, please, someone kidnap her. Before we get started, I feel like we owe the gigglers a little life update.
Okay, I didn't want the gigglers to think I was, like, withholding information and, like, people were finding out and I wasn't actively telling the gigglers that I had a boyfriend. But one, it's like a very new relationship, and like I'm not a psycho crazy girlfriend. Like I'm not like posting my boyfriend immediately. Like, and come on, you guys know I love an Instagram aesthetic. So like I just want to like put his hand on an Instagram story and like no one know who it was. And it was like fun and girl.
Everyone
like,
knew who it was.
Yeah, everyone was like,
I love cool. how you're breadcrumbing yourself.
Yeah, it gave me excitement. I got so many DMs from girls being like, cool, we get it. You date Craig. Like, cool, you have a boyfriend.
You had a plan in your head and it didn't work out as mysteriously as you wanted it. But it's okay because yeah. I'm totally into it. And I kind of, there's almost a nice, enjoy these moments when you're not on blast, like where people yeah. are like posting your photo everywhere and then everyone's like placing bets on how long it can last and then like talking shit about how old he is. Oh, wait, that's mine. But anyway.
No, so many people were like, it's a PR stunt. And like, she just like has no storyline and she doesn't really know how to do reality TV. So like, she needed to like date Craig. And I was like, in my head, I was like, I love that people are thinking that because nobody's like checking my social media to see if I'm posting him. But I do have a real life boyfriend who like does actually like me and not because we're on a television show together. But
oh, I'm yeah, so happy nice? For you.
I can't wait to do podcast episodes about like things that come up in a relationship. I right? mean, like this is.
We're two taken gigglers. And yeah. Now, because we're taken, it sounds like our advice is more legit. Like, we know what we're talking about, even though we don't.
But can I point something out?
Yes.
I've been single for a full year, and mm-hmm. I have literally met the king of all king of fuckboys. Like, I have dated some of the worst people in America.
Same.
Why is it immediately when you get a boyfriend, the men can sniff it out,
yep.
and everyone is messaging you and texting you and DMing you? It's the craziest thing. I'm like, hello?
It's like blood in the water. You've been bit.
Yeah, like they could like, smell it. Men can smell it when you're happy.
Or they can just tell when you really don't care anymore. And that's like hot to them. To the toxic ones. Guys who really love you want you to care.
Yeah, every ex I've ever had has texted me within these past 2 weeks. And I'm like, get out of here.
I love that for you, though. It sounds really empowering.
I was like, I have a boyfriend. Stop.
What do you do when they message you? Do you leave them on read? Do you politely say like, thanks, but no thanks? Like, what's your move?
Some of them I just left on read. I was like, absolutely out of my face. And then other ones, I was like so giddy and excited to be like, I have a boyfriend now. How are you?
And they're like, I'm so happy for you. But
yeah,
these conversations are very important because like, if you really respect your relationship, this is not your time to set boundaries. Like, I know you used to text me every 3 weeks when you were lonely, but like none of that anymore, you know?
Yeah. I love texting people being like, I have a boyfriend. Bye.
You cleansed your roster. You found your star player.
Guys, I know. Oh my God. I love not having a roster. So much less stressful. But let me tell you something. Having a boyfriend is also stressful.
Oh my God. They're exhausting. You have to take them on walks. Make sure they have enough to eat.
Yeah, you have to like respond when they talk.
All the time. Every time they talk, you have to respond. It's like a lot.
The amount of times that Craig's like, you're not listening. And I'm like, that's correct.
I literally have a whole stand-up joke about when I talk to you, how you're scrolling your phone.
Yeah. He's like, you're not even listening to my story. And I'm like, right. And?
I mean, you're going to get to the point where you will tell a story and he'll be like, you've told that 3 times. And I'm like, yeah, we ran out.
Yeah.
It ends. Because everything else we experienced together, so I have no new shit. Right. No new material.
That's the other thing. Like,
and Des calls me out. I'm like, just laugh.
I forgot how much I fucking love gossiping with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
But like Craig and I are always together. So like when we find things out or like we have gossip, like we just talk about it with each other. So when something happens, now we'll be like, we can't wait to tell this person. Or like, wait, I heard gossip. Like I love when I have gossip to tell Craig.
I love when you could find a guy who gossips with you because that means they're your best friend. I know there's a stereotype like, oh, guys don't care about like your girlfriends. No. I want my guy to call me up and be like, how's it going with Amber? Is she still fighting with Kenzie? Is Kenzie mad at Sarah? I need the goods. Like, it's like our life is a sitcom and they need to know what's happening. Because if they don't care, then what are we talking about?
Right. Like, Craig, like, sits down, and I'm like, I have some shit to tell you. He's like, wow, can't wait.
But this reminds me, I wanted to tell you about something I watched on TikTok, which means it's informative and legit.
Right.
There was a study on why relationships last. And this guy, scientist, I don't know how many people were in the study, but when couples did this, 90% of couples stay together long term. And if they didn't, only 30% of couples stay together.
Oh my God, I can't wait. What okay. is that?
And it's actually quite simple. It's literally when someone said, look at that bird, it's really pretty. The couples where the other person acknowledged it and said something lasted 90%. And the ones who literally just like didn't acknowledge it didn't last. And I honestly believe that so hard.
I 1000% believe that. Like, it's the simple act of like caring about what your person is saying, even if you
don't. In the tiniest, tiny, yeah, even just making the effort to just make them feel heard with the littlest things. Because obviously when you're like, hey, we have to have a talk, they'll respond to you. But it's about two people just vibing. And yeah. I don't care how hot he is, how good the sex yeah. is, how much your mom likes him. Like, if he doesn't think your little stuff is worth listening to, you're gonna feel empty.
Also, I think that is like a really big thing. And also, like, just complimenting each other. Like, like, I love telling Craig that I think he is the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life and like the hottest guy I've ever dated. And like, I feel like when you say that to men, like, they need compliments just as much as we do. Like, yeah. the more I compliment Craig, the more he also compliments me. And, like, we're also narcissists.
Well, you're teaching each yeah. other your love language. Like, he'll see that it feels good, and then he'll want you to feel good. Wait, we do have kind of similar dynamics where, like, we both don't mind the limelight. But we yeah. also are proud of each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I get jacked up when Craig, okay, perfect example is Craig is an embellisher, okay? He will tell stories. He will tell stories to, like, a group of people that I was present for the story, okay? And he will say things that are a complete lie and, like, embellishment, like, to make the story better. And I'll just look at him, like, across the room, like, you know that didn't happen. But, like, I'm not calling him out. But
he's
like,
then I punched a shark in the face.
And I'm like, babe, that didn't happen that
he's
way.
He's like, I sewed whatever. A whole freaking sweater set.
But, like, I just love listening to him tell stories. And I like people, like, I like when people laugh at, like, the stories he tells. So, like, am I going to call my man out and be like, that didn't happen? Sometimes I do, but, like,
if it's funny.
The other day, Craig was here, and he's been, like, flying a lot. And so he his body hurt. And he was like, let's get massages. So he, like, went on an app. We got, couples massage in my apartment. So it was so sweet and, like, so cute. And, like, they come with, like, a portable massage table. Like, and we were doing it at the same time. So the girl that was doing him, like, just kept talking, like, chatty, chatty Kathy. Mm-hmm. And I could tell that Craig wanted to be like, hey, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. But, like, no one said anything. But, like, I can feel, even though I can't see him, like, I can feel what he's thinking. Craig had, like, a huge bruise on the back of his leg. And the massage girl says, oh, my God, how did you get that? And Craig goes, oh, a soccer game. And I immediately burst out laughing because I'm like, in what world were you in a soccer game? And, like, he didn't stop there, though. She goes, oh, my God, like, do you play, like, in a pickup league? Craig goes, yup. And I am on my chair apologizing to my masseuse because I'm, like, sorry for laughing, but my boyfriend is blatantly lying to this lady just because he wants her to shut the fuck up. But, like, I know why he's doing it. So then when they leave, like, and it's over, I was like, were you playing in a soccer game? And he was like, no, but she, like, wouldn't stop talking. And, like, I'm not explaining to this lady how I got a bruise. And it was just...
But you couples know, you're starting to know, like, what he's thinking and how he reacts to situations. It's funny because when I get massages with Dez in Chinatown, this motherfucker knows Mandarin, so he won't shut up with the person next to me because he's practicing his Mandarin, and she's giggling and she's loving it, and I'm alone, left out.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they're talking shit about me. And, and at the end, she's just laughing and she laughs at me and we leave. And I'm like, I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad you made a new friend.
Yeah. Like, no, her and I are just friends. Don't worry about her. That's my sister. Getting massage.
But it's funny because whenever you go to Chinatown and you get your nails done, the joke is that these women are talking shit about you. And I'm like, Des, tell me if they're talking shit about me. Like, I know I have, like, hairy feet. Like, what do they talk about? And he goes, they literally never talk about anyone. They just, like, want to know when their lunch break is.
Yeah. Like, they don't give a shit.
Okay. Now that we're out of the closet in so many ways, we have so many good things to talk about. First of all, Kravis got engaged yesterday.
Yeah.
Where were you when the news broke? Like, what was...
No. It's literally like, where were you when you heard? Like, I will never forget where I was. I have so many thoughts and conspiracy theories on this.
Mm-hmm.
But you texted me about it. So what was your initial thought?
I have a full conspiracy theory with a K.
Okay.
Do you know the story about 2 days ago about Courtney going berserk on an airplane?
Yeah, I saw it on Page Six.
So apparently they were flying.
But no one else, like, picked it up. No one, like, said anything about it.
It got, no, it fully got picked up. Cosmo, The Sun, everyone picked it up. And it was very, like, that she was bratty, that she had a freak out. The Kardashians responded and were like, this is so not true. But apparently he lost his phone in between the seat and business class when they were flying from New York. Also, people were starting to give her bad press because they were like, why would she not post about Kim when she was on SNL, when everyone else did, and then she only posted about Travis when he was on SNL. So there was just, like, weird energy going around.
Oh, she didn't post about Kim being on SNL?
No. But then when Travis was on, she was excited. But, I mean, this is all, like, stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But then someone was like, of course she went berserk. Like, it's his fifth time flying or something. And it's like, apparently Travis was fine. Travis was just sitting there. Yeah. Then someone's like, oh, she probably has naked pictures and shit. But I'm like, he probably has a lock on his phone.
Right.
Long story short, a scene was had and it was talked about. So my theory is that Kris Jenner picks up the phone and she goes, Travis, I know you're planning on proposing. We need you to do it today. We cannot have more, like, negative, like, energy towards this. It needs to stop the story right now. And he was like, whoa. And she goes, double the flowers, make it look like a Squid Game finale, do some fucking fancy ass shit, do it on a public beach. I don't give a fuck if you're not, because why would they do it on a public beach? That was so weird. I think she's just like, find area, find so space. Like, you know, Courtney does not want a public place.
Yeah.
And they did it. Are they filming their Hulu thing? Because it was also filmed.
Okay, so my conspiracy theory is that when they were in Vegas and everyone was writing those, like, congratulations and, like, those cryptic, like, messages, I think they got engaged in Vegas, like, by themselves with, like, their friends and family. I think this engagement is purely for the TV show.
So further fucking more, someone posted that Alabama Barker has a photo with Courtney sitting in front of her house in 2018. So they think that they've been in this relationship for a while, but they had to wait it because of the Scott storyline needed to end or something. And they were going to put it on, like, the Hulu show. And that's why they're so hot and heavy and got engaged so fast. But that's a real far stretch.
I've never been more terrified of a teenager than I am of Alabama Barker.
She'd bully my ass.
If she ever came up to me and wanted my lunch money, I'd immediately give it to her. Like, she could beat the shit out of me. And I would say, okay.
Stab you with one of those fingernails. Then two things about Scott. People are, like, writing mean comments, like, Scott's shaking. And I know that's funny, but, like, as someone who understands, like, cyberbullying and stuff, like, I feel bad for Scott. But I do not think that him and Courtney should be together.
Okay, I also agree. I feel bad for Scott because, let's be honest, Scott, not that this is a, like, a pass for Scott, but Scott and Courtney were together when they were very, very young.
Yep.
Like, Scott was only 26 when they had Mason. That is fucking young.
Like, probably first loves.
Yeah, like, especially for a man. Not that that's an excuse. Like, to cheat on your like baby mama or like terrorize her. But like, I like kind of give him a pass. And look at everyone else's husband. Like Lamar was banging hookers, and like Scott still gets like a worse rap.
Like, yes. But
Kanye
also,
has like absolutely annihilated. Like, Kanye came for Stormy, okay? But Scott still gets a bad rap.
Imagine your favorite ex, and imagine the whole world loving their new relationship. It must be hard. I know you're like, he's rich, he's whatever. It sucks.
Do I think they should be back together? I think that like you break up with someone and like exes are an ex for a reason. Yes, I think there are those rare couples that like maybe can take a few years off, grow, and like come back together. But I think that is so fucking rare. And I think everyone you have ever dated, like I don't regret any of my boyfriends, because every single relationship I can pinpoint like a very specific thing that I learned while in that relationship that I now carry to my next one.
Yes.
So like, I don't think that Courtney and Travis would be as good as they are if she hadn't had a whole like debacle with Scott.
Agreed.
But by no means do I think that they should be getting back together.
I also think after Scott, again, we're just throwing this out there, but I think she loves that Travis is sober. I think that she, because of the Scott experience, she knows like maybe she really wants to be with someone who's clean just to avoid like getting scared that he might cheat or that kind of stuff.
I need like a light. Hold on a second.
I screenshotted you because you actually look like a ghost who's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
Further fucking more though. For how over the top I am and like bougie and like love explosive things, I genuinely, like to my core, do not want a like public engagement. Like I do not want a hidden photographer somewhere. I do not want 1,000 rose petals. I do not want some place to be like shut down for like our engagement. Like I want to be in bed. I want to roll over. Him be holding a ring and just be like, let's do this. Like, I want it to be so, like, the public engagements actually freak me out. I know. I love how you got engaged. I think that is so much more romantic.
Well, we both love being in bed, so, like, our guys know that. But I also, after you get engaged, you're a fucking mess. Like, I was like, the whole world kind of goes blurry.
I feel like you black out.
You black out. I remember crying, and I love that I was in, like, a safe space with him where I could just FaceTime my mom.
I mean, I'd love to be in a bed in a hotel in Paris, like, by the Eiffel Tower, but, like, a bed nonetheless.
But a bed.
I'd love room service after with, like, so 1,000 roses. And, like, a French man giving me French toast. But, like... Yeah.
It's a thin line because you want your privacy in your relationship. But both of me and you are in the public eye where, like, people are going to, like, see you exist with...
Yeah. Like,
with
there's
a guy
just things...
As a part of a bigger, like, story.
Yeah. There's just things that, like, I think are so much better when it's just shared with like an immediate family or like just like the person you're in love with.
Yeah.
And rather than like it being shared with thousands of people who like don't even really care about you or like don't like are just here for the drama, which like same. I'm
so
here
you're
for
saying
so
you wouldn't
drama.
Want to get engaged on Bachelor in Paradise after 3 weeks in front of the castmates with a ring from Neil Young.
Look, I really have no place to say anything because, like, reality TV, whatever. But I really don't think I could ever be on a reality TV show where there's, like, a prize. And, like, you're fighting for, like, and it's, like, a game.
Yeah. Also, I would never say I wouldn't get engaged on reality TV because I told myself I'd never cry on reality TV. And here we are.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've just solidified that I will absolutely get engaged on reality TV now. Like, now that I said that I want to get engaged in bed.
I do think that Dez is the first guy I was, like, with on a reality TV show, like, legitimately in a relationship with.
Yeah.
And now you're with Craig. And I do have to say that when castmates talk shit about me, I'm like, okay, granted. Okay, fine. When they talked shit about Dez.
Yeah.
My blood.
Yeah.
Boiled to another level.
So differently. Yeah. Already felt this. Like, take out, like, TV. Someone saying something to my face, most often I'm like, yeah, no, that's probably right. Like, you're right. I am the worst. But, like, someone saying something about my boyfriend is such a different level of, like, burn inside of you. I'll burn the whole place down. I'll burn your house down. I'll then travel to your parents' house, burn their house down. Like, it's just a different level of protection, because you can't understand why someone would ever be mean to this person who you are so obsessed with. Like, sometimes I'll get, like, I get some of the meanest messages I've ever read in my life, and I'm just like, cool. I'll screenshot it, send it to the group chat, and be like, LOL. But, like, when I get messages about Craig being like, oh my God, like, don't date him or, like, anything, I have gone fucking off on people to the point where I'm like, okay, I gotta stop responding to crazy DMs.
Such jealousy. It's just jealousy.
I know, but I'm just like, do not speak his name.
Just protect your baby at all costs.
Yeah. I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
So, speaking of relationships, I hung out with Sheena and Nima, who we love.
Yes, how was that?
Love. We went to Lola Taverna and Sheena's sister, who I'd never met.
Oh my God. She's younger, right?
She's younger. She's so sweet. And she's kind of like, she has her own personality. She's not just mini Sheena. Like, she's very cool. I could tell she was Gen Z and too cool for me. And I was trying to act cool. But anyway, yeah, Sheena's in great mood. She has a baby. And I'm like, Sheena, I was like full podcasting. I was like, are you still going to be able to be a mom and be like fun party Sheena? And she's like, I'm going to a festival this weekend. Like,
yeah,
you just have to like get a babysitter. Like, we're the same us. It just takes like longer to like organize the kid.
Yeah.
She has this huge rock. But I was trying to get tea about Vanderpump Rules, as one does.
Right.
And one thing I remember was her just being like, by the way, Randall's amazing. We love Randall together. They're awesome, and he fits into the group great. And like, I'm a big stan of Randall and Lala. And
wow,
then we get a notification that Lala. Well, okay. Notice how the press covered it.
Can't, yeah,
that was Lala's word. She goes, Lala dumps the shit out of Randall. Yep.
Literally. The headline was so, I don't even know
what he did,
if he did it, if he didn't do it. That headline was gold. It was Lala dumps Randall, like, after three. Like, it was just so direct.
Yeah, the word dumps and is normally it's like harsh. They broke up, they split. Yeah. No, it's like harsh. She tossed him on the curb.
No, literally chucked him. Chucked this man out the fucking window and was like, get out. Here's the thing, though, also. I understand that people can post whatever they want, famous or not, public eye or not. You should be allowed to live your life in, like, however you want. But when I'm fighting with my man, I'll tell you one thing. The last thing I'm doing is like putting it on Instagram. Like I just.
But this like, is
when
what
Perry
makes
and I broke up. Like I didn't like address.
Star.
Right. Like I can't like it makes me nervous to like address big situations on Instagram. Like and come on, everybody knew when she posted that picture of her putting a crown on and like the Beyonce song playing in the background while she's like checking into a hotel. Like everyone knows. But like here's what makes me nervous, too. Like now if she does get back with him. Like, people are going to have so much more to say. Like, whereas, like, if she just kept it in for a little bit and, like, figured it out and then maybe they get back together, like, she wouldn't have to explain herself to anyone.
She's having an impulsive moment. Now, me yeah. on social media, when I was going through it, a lot of accusations and lies were being said about me. And I wanted to just post shit. I wanted to just respond. But,
right.
like, I never did, and I'm glad I never did, because it just feeds right. into the energy of it. And at the time, you feel like being the high horse doesn't feel good. It
yeah.
sucks.
No, I mean, it is... Okay, the other night... the other night, I, like, could not sleep. And, like, I sometimes will, like, look...
No!
No, listen, I will look at, like, my Google alerts, like, whenever it, like, mentions my name, whatever. So I had gotten like a Google alert that Craig was like talking about me in some article, whatever. It's like 4 a.m. I can't fall asleep. I like am reading the article and like I watched the video and I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? And I had a full rage text written out to him being like, why would you say that in your interview? Like this like looks so crazy. Like, do you even like me? Like saying all this crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked at the date of the article. And it was like a year ago. Like they used a video from like a year ago that like in a recent article. And I was like, oh my God. Thank God I like took a moment, deleted the text and was like, that's crazy, Paige. Don't say that. Like, why don't you just take a fucking breath?
Yeah.
And then like I saw the date and I was like, oh my God, if I sent that text message, he'd be like, you're insane.
I do think in the media it's a lot of like, tell him like it is, like burn his house down, like don't fuck
yeah.
with me. But it's actually a lot better to just ignore shit unless it's
yeah.
like really needs to be spoken to. Or if you get pushed to that level, if you get pushed to the breaking point, then what the fuck is going to break? Then we
right.
can't hold it down. And I am not responsible for what comes out of my mouth.
Okay, my next question. Do we believe it? Do we think that she broke up with him because she saw on Instagram him in Nashville walking into a hotel with two girls? Like, what do you think the story is?
For all we know, like, she knows more information, hopefully, than we do. But,
well, I think it's also, it's not even the fact that, look, if there were pictures on the internet of Craig walking into a hotel with two girls, my initial reaction, yeah, I'm fucking pissed. Because the optics
yeah,
of it. Yeah, the optics of it.
Why is it always two girls? It's always two.
Yeah.
It's never one. Like, why do you have to go so hard?
It's because it's two best friends being like, don't leave me because this might make it be weird. Like, don't
yeah.
leave me. Did you see the TikTok when with all the girls being like, how do guys not understand that there's a difference between these two looks that you shoot your friend? Like, if you look over at your friend. And
I
then if
saw
you're like,
that. I literally
I
saw
love
that.
That.
You give the look where you're like, I'm good. He's
I'm
hot.
Good.
I'm into this. Versus...
Yeah.
If you don't fucking leave me or I'll kill you.
Yeah. So like I understand even Lala not knowing the full story and just seeing those pictures, like you're pissed because it's, you know, like illegitimizing your relationship. But I think before she made any moves, and she might have done this, we have no idea, like gotten the full story from him.
Yeah.
Because maybe it really was nothing. Like maybe... it was just like a annoying thing that someone caught a picture and it was like taken out of context, whatever.
Or
but
maybe
I'd
he
be
called
pissed.
Her and was like, you're going to see a video. I'm sorry. I cheated. I was drunk.
He could have done that too. But then like, what's up with him posting?
The question is.
The kids with her book.
What'd you say?
She then like while she's like posting the Beyonce video like song of her in a hotel, he's posting his kids like promoting her book. Yeah.
I This is crazy. And this is so typical reality TV where like the drama that's happening now is probably way more interesting than what's going to be airing.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting.
And also, I love Lala. I've actually always loved Lala.
I interviewed Lala when I worked at a media company back in the day, and she was so cool. She was with her mom. They had a really cute relationship. She
like
was-
I feel like she would, like, initially meeting her, I feel like she is really nice until you, like, piss her off. Like, then, like, she would, like, whatever. But I think initially meeting her, like, she would be nice.
Do you remember how she was, like, something about a married man or something? I don't know.
Well, I mean, look, not even like Lala and Randall.
Yeah.
If you start dating someone and you are the other girl and then he starts dating you, you will also break up that way. Like at some point then you will be the main girl and he will have a side chick. Like I just feel mm-hmm. like if you start dating someone out of cheating, like he's going to then cheat on you.
Yeah, I think it's a pattern. I'm also trying to have more empathy for relationships if someone has some infidelity or something. I think what ends relationships is not necessarily the infidelity, but like all the stuff that comes with it. And like,
absolutely.
Maybe if you're with a Hollywood producer who like loves to party and occasionally likes to fuck young models and you're cool with it, like
yeah.
the J-Lo, Alex Rodriguez type of thing. I
just
maybe,
would never
like,
be cool
I'm trying
with
to
that.
Be more understanding. I'm not going to lie. When I read it at first, I was like, no. I'm so sad for this because they have a child. But then I kind of yeah. was like, fuck yeah, Lala. Like kick yeah. his ass out.
Also, like the girls looked really young. Like they looked like they were in college.
I didn't even see the video, but like also part of
the
you,
one girl from behind kind of looked like me. And I was like, oh my God.
You're like, is that me? Did I fuck Randall?
I was like, I think I have those leather pants and like I literally wore my hair in a ponytail the other day. Was that me?
I was really drunk this weekend.
Yeah. I was like, wait, was I in Nashville? No, I wasn't. Anyway, I hope if he did cheat on her, I hope that like she's not so sad and knows that like it has nothing to do with her and like she does not deserve that. And I think that if they are just in a fight and maybe he didn't cheat, like I hope they work it out. But like,
yeah,
either way, they're in a sucky situation right now. That just sucks.
I mean, if anything, if you're going to fail fast, like get out of it now before he cheats when you have like a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 13-year-old. Like, I don't know. Aren't kids much more fucked up when parents get divorced at 13? I don't know. I'm throwing random stats out there.
Right. And like they're just engaged. They can move yeah. on. She can find someone. Yeah.
Paige, this is the big issue.
Hmm.
They have a podcast together. That's like a good podcast. Like it's quite popular. I love how that. That's your reaction to the podcast. It's a baby. A podcast is a baby.
Because my initial thought is who gets the podcast?
Who gets the podcast?
Who gets to go on the podcast and explain what's going on?
For sure, Lala. I mean, Lala literally is writing the press articles herself. She goes,
yeah.
Lala dumps cheating ass hoe boyfriend.
I love
that's
it.
Lala's also, vernacular.
Let's be honest. Randall might be like a successful producer, maybe has some money, like, but we didn't know who the fuck he was, nor did we care who he was before Lala. Like, so now that Lala's done with him. Like,
also, if Lala's sober, I don't want her husband going on these benders.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy to judge from outside the house, but I just hope Lala's family is okay. We are big Lala fans here on the pod.
Yeah.
Team Lala all day. But it just sucks. It sucks. But do you ever see a motivational quote on Instagram and it makes you angry?
All the time.
Like, do you ever see those quotes that make it like life so easy and you just have to do this? And it's like, it's not like that.
Right, at all. You know who gets really mad about motivational quotes?
Who?
Dominique.
Really? So Dominique is our spiritual healer of the pod.
Mm-hmm.
What does she not like about them? Because she'll post really good ones. Some are just like, that's what it is. It's toxic positivity.
Yeah, that's what she says. She's like, people that are like, just like, suck it up. Not suck it up. But like, just smile and 100 positivity, like good vibes. Dominique hates that. She's like, no, that's not. That's actually making you feel like you're not allowed to have emotions that are sad or mad or angry. Like, it should just be happy all the time. She's like, and that sets you up for failure and like thinking you're not good enough.
Or I'd see things like when I was going through shit where it's like, if someone disrespects you, just tell them to go fuck themselves and move on. And I'm like, it's not that simple.
Right. Right. Like, well.
Or they'll be like, when you're feeling down, just get up. And you're like, no, it's not like that.
Like, sometimes I'm tired. No, like, I think one of the best things that I've realized, and like, this is only through therapy, is when something does happen to you and you're sad or depressed or mad, like, it's okay to feel that. And like, it's actually better to sit in that feeling, feel it, get it out, rather than like pretend that it doesn't exist, because then it just manifests into like other shit.
Preach, preach, preach. I'm currently working on that. I have to feel my feelings instead of just working.
It's hard.
Because I love working, because I don't think about stuff. Because when you think about stuff, it can hurt. But if you don't literally cry it out, it stays within you.
Also, I feel like we grew up in Italian households where the mantra is suck it up and move on.
Yeah, same.
Like, you're just taught to be like, don't feel sorry for yourself. Like, suck it up.
Yeah.
So like, if something bad happens or you're sad, it's kind of like, people have it way worse than you. You should be thankful that like, this is your problem.
Yeah.
But you're like, but I cry every day.
That's also like, very like our parents' generation of like, you're lucky that like we have good jobs and you're, you know, my fucking grandma came on a boat from Sicily. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're like, okay, well, you had to bring grandma into this. Okay, I can't say anything.
Once you bring grandma in, I can't win.
Yeah.
We got notes from the Gigglers. Apparently, Sam and girl Emily is 29.
Is 29.
They were very upset. Got a too many messages about it.
People were highly offended and very angry with me. Very angry. For some reason, I thought she was like 24. Well, she looks so young. Like, good for her.
She's great skin.
She looks so young. She's great skin.
Incredible skin.
Great skin.
Glowing.
Yeah.
Apparently, all you have to do is eat vegetables to have skin like that, but I still won't do it.
Nah. I literally just had Burger King.
I had Wendy's last night.
And let me tell you, it was a toss-up between Chick-fil-A and Burger King, yeah.
Why'd you decide Burger King?
Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes when I eat Chick-fil-A, I get really nauseous after. And I just couldn't risk it today.
Mm-hmm. I got Wendy's, and I got Wendy's because I got chicken nugs, a cheeseburger, and then to be healthy, a baked potato.
Right.
Because I'm balanced. Right.
And that's a vegetable.
Yes. I'm the epitome of health.
I get a lot of hate and criticism that my favorite fast food is Burger King.
I don't think you should get that kind of hate, because
I'm not afraid to be me. And if you don't order an original chicken sandwich from Burger King, then I'm sorry that you don't have a sophisticated palate. That's not my problem.
Wait,
that sounds like a personal problem.
Aren't those like rectangle? Like, they're kind of huge, right?
They're oblong. And they're amazing.
What'd
they're
you
a
just
massive
say?
Oblong.
Is that French?
I don't know. I think that's a word. Wait, I'm Googling it. I think I used it correctly.
No, but you're right. That chicken really sandwich knows. Is like another level. And I think you get more bang for your buck.
You really do. Like, I am full after that. Like, sometimes I'll eat a oblong, an object or flat figure in an elongated rectangle or oval shape. Fuck yeah.
How did you? Okay.
I don't know.
Should you sign up for Jeopardy right now? What the fuck's going on?
My Bill Nye.
I also feel like you're at the point of your hangover right now where suddenly you just got a burst of energy and I'm living for it.
I did. But right when we're done with this podcast, I will die.
You're going to hit a wall. Mm-hmm. Right before you black out, do you have any front page news before I get to dope documentaries?
Well, we did try. Oh, wait, hold on. I actually do think I did have something. Hold on. What did you think about Megan Edmonds getting married after 4 weeks?
Oh,
okay. So Megan Edmonds got married after only 4 weeks, and it is the nephew of Joe Biden. And they were at the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
I would actually be pissed because, like, okay, I'm walking down the aisle in a wedding dress. I don't need everyone staring at Joe Biden and not me. If someone is more famous than me, they're not invited to my wedding. And that's just math. Like, they're not coming.
I think about that all the time when, like, Taylor Swift goes to her, like,
friends' weddings. I would be pissed. Like, if I ever had the opportunity to be friends with, like, a legitimate celebrity, I would have to tell them in the beginning of our friendship that they were not invited to my wedding.
See, I kind of want my wedding to be poppin', and I want people to, like, I want to cast the characters.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, you know what we should think about and talk about on the next podcast? Because we need time to think about this. Mm-hmm. Three people, because I played this game at a dinner party the other night. Three people that you would want to have dinner with and why. And some people have some really interesting answers and, like, really good ones. So let's think about it. Let's also ask the gigglers who they would.
Dead or alive?
Either.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right?
We'll get back to it.
Wheels turn. Yeah.
So Megan King Edmonds, 4 weeks. I do think you're still in such a, like, dopamine high that you're not thinking straight. I'm going to be honest. And in 4 weeks, you cannot have fought yet. And you don't know how someone fights. And if you have already fought, that's an even bigger issue.
Can I tell you something? Craig and I have not had, like, our first fight yet, like, and I mean fight where it's like, no, like, I'm fucking pissed, or like, I'm not talking to you for a little, like, a real,
like,
we've got,
like, you're in a relationship and having a disagreement fight. Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, like, not that I'm nervous for it, but, like, it is definitely a thing, because I'm like, what do you think we're, I bring it up all the time too. I'm like, what do you think we're like in a fight? Like, what do you think, what do you think the vibe is?
Well,
like,
it also depends if it's a drunk fight or a sober fight, because those are also two different dynamics.
Yeah. I haven't, like, drunk fought with a boyfriend since I was, like, 25.
Yeah.
So I'm actually less nervous about that, because it's just, like, and Craig and I actually drink very well together. It's, like, the number one thing he tells people.
That's good.
He's like, like Paige because we drink well. And I'm like, you make us sound like alcoholics. Like, we're just drunk
we've great
together all
drink
day.
Chemistry.
I'm like, what? But, like, it is a thing.
We mix well together. I do have to say, Dez is the first guy that in fights I've found myself saying sorry. And I'm not saying that I'm, like, wrong with Dez more than other guys. It's just that with Dez, I care to resolve it. With other guys, I wouldn't. You have to remember, like, this is not important.
Really love him. Yeah.
And I just want to get past this. And I find myself saying sorry all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and it's so true. Like, if you want to resolve it, you really love that person. Like, I've had fights with boyfriends where I'm like, I mean, you leaving the milk out isn't a really big deal, but, like, I'm breaking up with you. Like, because you just don't care.
It's like how people see what they want to see. Like, when you're ready to break up, you could fight over anything. Like, yeah, you just have to find a way that you guys are resolving it while also expressing yourself and remembering you're on the same team. And just remember, you're not trying to beat anyone. You guys are on the same team. You don't need to win.
Yeah.
No one's keeping score. You just want to get back to being in good graces if someone's upset and to listen.
Oh my God, look at us. Sometimes, like, of course, like, I've gotten pissed off before. And, like, now if I get mad, my initial reaction used to be like, well, now I'm just going to yell things at you and be such a fucking bitch because I'm mad. Mm-hmm. But now my reaction is, okay, what about this is making me upset? And what is my real feeling? Like, am I sad? Am I mad? Like, is it my ego that he just, like, hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to think about, like, how you actually feel about something, because your initial reaction isn't how you actually feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you pinpoint that, it's so much easier to be like, look, what just happened made me sad. This is why it made me sad. And, like, and then he responds. Look at that. 1 month in a relationship and I'm just, like, a fucking therapist. I am literally that annoying girl.
You're teaching him.
Relationship.
You guys, after you get past your, like, puppy dog stage, it's like the boundary stage where you guys are going to push each other to see, like, what your boundaries are with certain things. And that's when you either that you don't care to respect their boundaries and it ends, mm-hmm. or you don't communicate your boundaries well and it ends, or you communicate your boundaries and you guys are able to respect them. And that's like the oversimplification of why relationships last past like the 4 or 5 month stage.
A lot of it is also, you know what pisses that person off.
1,000%. Like,
are you ever in a situation like with other people and like you know that like your man is about to freak out but like no one else knows? I'm like, wow, Craig's gonna be pissed about this.
I think one of the biggest bonding experiences with your boyfriend is like being mad at the same shit.
Oh my god.
Yes, where you just like hate, oh my god,
being
together.
Angry at the same shit.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I hate that person. He's like, me too. And I'm like, let's talk about it.
I do think that similar to me and Dez, I feel like you and Craig are like actually friends. Like if you didn't ever fuck, you'd sit in a room and like make each other laugh, yes. and you have the same sense of humor.
I literally, so far, the nicest thing Craig has ever said to me is like, you're my best friend. Like, I love that. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Like, you just... Yeah, you're dating and you're like sexually compatible and you also like think about like bigger life things. Mm-hmm. But the day to day is really just being friends and like thinking the same memes are funny or like,
yeah,
I follow like raccoon accounts because Craig sends me raccoon videos and like we think they're funny and people in Russia have raccoons as pets and like we think it's odd but we mm-hmm. like it and mm-hmm. like just weird things about like being someone's best friend.
Because there's so many relationships that you just like stop liking the human. I don't care how beautiful his penis is.
Yeah, and you're just like, I don't even care about the outcome of this because, like, I don't. And, like, it is different. Like, you know, when you fight with your best, like, girlfriend, like, you really do immediately want to resolve it because you're like, bitch, you're my best friend. Like, fuck off. And, like, if you really like your boyfriend, you also want that. You're like, no, but we're best friends, too. Like, I want to resolve this quickly. Where if it's, like, someone you don't like or a girl that's, like, not really your friend, you're like, okay.
Exactly. Like okay. with your boyfriend who you really like, you're like, wait, I can't go another minute like not talking to you or being awkward with you.
Honestly, we're building Des and Craig up so much.
I don't think they deserve it
at all. Yeah, they're so lucky to breathe our air.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is... absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. I know you have some
okay
dope shows.
Just to wrap this up, I have two really good dope documentaries. Mm-hmm. The Brittany Murphy doc on HBO Max.
Okay, did you finish it?
Yep.
Okay, I haven't finished it yet, but proceed.
What are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts are... what a absolute tragedy. And this guy was a master manipulator. And he killed her.
Where are you at in the doc?
I just got to the part where people are starting. You know what's crazy too that I kept thinking about? If this happened now, how much more it would have been in the media. But like then there was no like social media.
Yes. And back then it was all about like Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, like the thin party girls where yeah. bad stuff happens. And that was just like, that's them. Like no one gave a fuck about women.
Yeah.
They were just like no these one stupid cared about sluts. Her at they all. Literally, and yeah. she was like not at the top of her game. But I wrote some notes. Like okay. I was that into it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, there was a real conspiracy theory that there was like a mold problem. There's no mold. There was no mold found in the autopsy. It's not the fucking mold. Also, if it was mold, how is her mom great? And her mom's like the weakest one physically. Two, okay. they were definitely addicted to pills. They had so many different Absolutely. Pills. They were doing the uppers, the downers. It was so sad to see her place was like a shithole of hoarding and like definitely... you could see the mental illness. What's also scary is there was a full-on intervention with her friends where her friends were like, this guy's ruining your life. And her mom and her...
I haven't gotten to that
And her
part.
Mom and her were like, no, we love him. And this is where I think it went wrong. Because you know our moms save our lives. My mom has saved my life from certain men, thank God.
Countless times.
This mom, he was able to also manipulate to the point that people think they were fucking.
I think they were.
If you see the photos and the way they acted, it was weird. And I don't think the mom was giving me weird fucking vibes.
When they did the Larry King interview and he called yeah. her baby.
Yeah.
I was like.
And he said they sleep in the same bed together because they cried together.
No one calls you baby, but the guy that you're sleeping with.
If a guy called me baby.
And, like, I wasn't sleeping in bed with him every night and making out with him in the morning. I'd be like, get out. Like, don't call me that. Like, no, it's so weird. It's
but
so
it's,
weird.
But it's, like, typical for a predator to be, like, trying to dominate as many women as possible. Oh, it's so disgusting. Then he basically fires her management, fires her agents. Everything is run through him, her email, her phones. He changed her numbers, then got her addicted to plastic surgery. Apparently he's attracted to anorexic women, got her to change all the stuff on her face. And
she was such a good actress. Like when they were doing the montage of some movies, I like forgot that she was in some movies. Girl Interrupted, I'll never forget. Like the first time I watched that, I was actually way too young to watch that. But I remember watching it and being like, this is such a crazy movie. She was so good. Someone in the documentary was like, I can't believe she didn't get an Oscar for that movie because she really was so good. Like she would take roles and totally make it her own to the point where directors would be like,
I didn't even know the character could be played that way, and she crushed it. Like, mm-hmm. no one could ever
Clueless?
Play. Yeah, no one could ever play Ty but her.
She, no one talks about, but like, she was the star of Clueless. Like, Clueless,
she was the star.
All surrounded her story.
And like, someone said it in the documentary too. You know, when you watch a movie and you're like, oh, but what if like countless people could have played Cher. There's mm-hmm. no one that you could have put in Ty's role and it have been as good as Brittany Murphy. Like, even like her dumb movie. I remember being in high school and watching the movie where she's married to Ashton Kutcher and they're in like Paris yep. or something.
That was great.
Even that movie is so good. So good.
So some shit went down with her and Ashton that I think was the downfall of her kind of mental health for yeah. a bit, where she got vulnerable because her friend said she didn't want to talk about it. And then the one thing she wanted to tell the media was that she doesn't have an eating disorder and that it was an amicable breakup. Like, no one broke up with anyone. It was, like, mutual.
But it sounds like he broke up with her.
Oh, yeah. People were saying, like, he broke up with her, but she was like, he didn't. It was, like, a mutual thing. But I think, so that's, like, just a mystery unsolved. Yeah. It's interesting. Ashton wasn't interviewed in the film. I don't know.
I agree.
I don't know. Like, you know how Justin said something with Britney's doc? He came out. I wonder if Ashton will say anything.
Also, when you are in a relationship where, like, this happened to me in my early 20s. I was in a very good relationship. We broke up. And then the next guy I started dating was just awful. And my boyfriend before him multiple times would be like, it's none of my business and it's not my place. But like, are you okay? Like, there's no way yeah. Ashton and her didn't talk at least once when she was dating this guy. Like,
yeah,
I feel like it is weird that he wasn't interviewed because I bet he knows a lot. Like, you don't just.
Yeah.
You don't just see someone you used to love, like, falling down a rabbit hole and not feel compelled to say something.
Or it was like that bad that they can't talk.
Yeah.
Because I think. You know how you'll date someone and then try to, like, date someone different because it's, like, too hard yep. to be with someone like that?
Yeah.
I think she purposely went from Ashton fucking Kutcher, so fucking hot.
So hot.
Amazing personality.
Really? Just a total
to
package.
This gross-ass dude. And I'm not calling him gross because he's ugly and fat. I'm calling him gross because he's a predator. Yeah.
And also because he's ugly and fat.
But she wanted someone who was, like, the antithesis of, like, the Hollywood limelight. And I also think... We talk about serial killers all the time, but there's so it's a serial like emotional abuser. That,
yeah.
But he also this guy was also rapey. You'll learn later.
Very rapey vibes.
Oh, for sure. You don't even know. He has two children. They get into
oh
it.
Oh, my God. I need to
half.
Watch the second part. Yes.
You need to watch it. But what reminded me similar to Britney Spears was, didn't you find it weird that all the movies she was in was like directly correlated to this like. Dark shit she almost was going through. Like, she always yeah. played these roles that were like wanting to be someone else or struggling with like pain in a relationship or struggling with drugs. Like, she loved playing the dark roles. And it's like Britney Spears, all her music was always like fighting for power.
Right. Because like when she like Uptown Girls, one of my favorite movies ever. But she always
so
played roles that were
cute.
Like cute and fun. And like, yes, I understand that like the darker roles showed more of her acting range. But I feel like the reason she was so good at them was because she was letting out emotion from her real life. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I think that if she was still alive, she would still be one of the best actresses today.
Well, it was sad because she stopped booking roles in her last couple years because no one wanted to deal with him. So she was doing like horror movies, independent films. And then the most fucked up thing at the end is the mom takes all the jewelry he bought for Britney to this guy and says, can you sell it? Because I need cash. All the diamonds were fake.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it was just like a symbol for the whole relationship. But there are so many con artists out there.
Yeah.
And what I learned about people who get conned from all my documentary watching is you see what you want to see.
Yeah.
Which is what you do when you like fall for someone. You want to see their good qualities. You don't want to see their bad qualities.
Right.
But this guy, it's crazy that he succeeded to this yep. level of con.
It's just like a true true tragedy. Like, you know, when people are like, yeah, everything happens for a reason and like whatever, there are certain times where you're like, but damn, that, like, that shouldn't have happened. Like, this, she should not have died. Like, that is just not,
it was. And just then her best friend, her best friend was like, I, knowing what I know now, I wish I just stood outside and knocked on her door to like take her away. But like, you know, you can't look back 2020.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, I would have gotten arrested. I didn't care. I would have done it. But you, she again wanted to believe that her friend was happy.
Yeah.
That maybe there was something she was missing.
Yeah.
So but
sad. Whew. Such a good documentary.
So I highly recommend to finish that. And oh my God, what a fucking episode. We went through all types of shit.
No, we seriously did. Oh my God.
New relationships starting, relationships ending.
Next week we're gonna do our top like three people we would have dinner with.
And we'll ask you guys on Instagram what your ideas are so we can get inspired. But I'm going to San Francisco tomorrow for a show.
Oh my God. You've been traveling. I don't know how you do it.
And then I'm going to Irvine, Tempe, and LA all in like 4 days. So
I'm already tired.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. But I'll try to keep everyone posted on the travels. And
yeah, thank you so much for giggling.
We love you guys so much.
See you next time.
Bye, guys.